Thank you. And Tom, if I turn to you now, I mean, one of the sort of conclusions of what we've been discussing so far is as a nation, we tend to remember what we want to about history and about the Holocaust. Could you discuss a little bit about what is the role of the historian there, and perhaps more broadly, how has historiography changed over, well, I suppose since 1945, but I don't expect you to give a full overview right now. But how are historians responding to this problem?
But I think that I think it's a really important point, right? Which is, you know, there is this incredible disconnect between the way in which historians are writing about this past and this kind of public representation. Now, that isn't, I think sometimes historians see that as kind of someone else's problem, but there's something about our failure to communicate in accessible terms the this history that is deeply problematic. Having said that, I think that some of the misconceptions are quite basic, actually. So one of my responses to the UCL research that Corey's talking about is actually to say, in effect, what that research is telling us is that students ultimately don't know who the victims of the Holocaust are. They don't know where it was perpetrated, and they don't know by whom it was perpetrated, and they're pretty shaky on when. So those are some quite fundamental things that it strikes me wouldn't be impossible to kind of put right. I think in terms of the role of the historian, or in terms of the way in which history has developed, I do think it's got something to tell us, because ultimately the story of the Holocaust that has emerged is one that has emerged it looks different at different times. And I think that's an important point for us to remember. So I think in the immediate aftermath of war, if we're going to talk about this in chronological terms, in the immediate aftermath of the war, historians were much more likely to write about Nazi violence against Jews within the context of wider frameworks. So they were much more likely to write about it in the context of histories of war more generally, or they were likely to write about it in the context of wider histories of violence against all sorts of different population groups. Now, what that led to ultimately, it seems to me, is a kind of an effort to say, no, but actually we need to think about Nazi violence against Jews as different, as slightly apart from these things. And that's ultimately what underpins some narratives that emerge that says the Holocaust is somehow unique or somehow different or apart, because actually it was an effort to articulate that story, that the particularities of the Jewish experience in Nazi Europe. It was an effort to kind of narrate that differently and to take it outside of some of the contexts in which historians were characterizing it. I think also from doing that, what emerged was a quite unhelpful sort of tendency for historians for a while to try and characterize the Holocaust as a whole all of the time, to see the Holocaust as in somehow an event, whereas it's not an event. It's a set of events. It's an epoch. It's a time period. It's much more, you know, this is something that's played out on, you know, on the entire continent of Europe over several years. And it can't be understood in simple terms as a kind of simple sort of event, the Holocaust. You know, the Holocaust is made up of an extraordinary set of different stories at different times. But that effort by historians to characterize the Holocaust as a whole tended to lead to histories which dealt largely with the perpetrators. So the victims of the Holocaust were often absent. And we either had histories that tried to explain the Holocaust as a result of a kind of set of maniacal ideologies, or a set of peculiar structures within the Nazi state. Neither were particularly satisfying explanations, and neither were really very accessible, although perhaps the ideological one was in a sense simpler. One of the fundamental breaks and fundamental changes in the way in which historians approached the Holocaust was the breakdown of the Soviet Union, and the kind of way in which that opened up a set of archival resources and allowed us to think differently about the way in which violence emerged in different places at different times. And I think that's the point at which we've never managed to come up with a way of narrating that properly in a kind of wider public sphere. The idea that actually the Holocaust emerged piecemeal, that it wasn't necessarily driven by a set of, you know, single orders from the center in Berlin, but it emerged piecemeal at different times in different places in response to very different kind of local pressures. So it was often local forces who decided in response to a variety of different pressures to murder Jews as their as the kind of policy response. Now, that tells us something about their sort of ideological assumptions, that it became the policy response to a number of different questions, whether that be, you know, the nature of partisan warfare in Serbia or in peculiarities of food supply in occupied Poland. Those, you know, ultimately what the default position for Nazis was to decide that, you know, one end of this was to remove the Jewish population. But that complexity, and that is something that I don't think historians have ever managed to really kind of properly publicly communicate, and isn't allowed to puncture this very powerful public vision of the Holocaust as a kind of set, a singular event, as I say.
Thank you. And I think this is just a good point as well to point out your earlier book, Debates on the Holocaust, which was published in 2010. And it goes through some of the key issues in historiography. So looking at bystanders, looking at perpetrators, and the debate around ordinary men, looking at the origins of the Final Solution, Jewish responses, Jewish resistance. And it's a really useful guide both to teachers and to A-level students to have both a broad overview of, well, some of the things historians still are arguing about, but also usefully links quite closely to the A-level course. But one of the things that really struck me in your response there, Tom, was that in its own way, complexity is controversial when we talk about the Holocaust, in that it's a lot easier to imagine the Holocaust as something evil, something distant, and something that we're never going to be able to understand or even imagine. And if you, you know, dive into the scholarship, we can find both individual testimonies, histories of individuals that can shine light on some of these things that we don't like to ponder on